Hello, I'm Ignomius, and wait. Yes, hello, I'm Ignomius, and I come to you today as the mastermind behind the Dave and Roxy series, the writer, the mixer, the producer, the actor, the caterer, the second unit assistant grip, whatever. I come to you today announcing a brand new entry into the Dave and Roxy series. Yes, I know you're excited. How excited are you? Check this out. That's right, you were that excited just to hear that crap right now. That's right, a brand new entry into the Dave and Roxy lexicon. More humor, more craziness, more inanity, more stupidity, more people doing stupid references, more Matt telling me I'm gay, and it's very wonderful. And in keeping with this wonderful, beautiful announcement of this most wonderful radio play, I've compiled a series of interviews I've done with the cast. Some classic, some new. They're all very excited, though I kind of didn't want to release it, but that's okay. That is okay, because this is important. This is the announcement clip for Dave and Roxy 11. Yes! Okay, let's listen.
Alright, talking to the one, the only, the Matt Krulla, one of the funniest guys I know. Plays self-titled character in Dave and Roxy. Matt, what is happening?
Nothing much. You know, chilling, I guess. I obviously don't really know.
Nice. We're talking about the new Dave and Roxy with Matt right now. Matt, what are your feelings on this?
You know, I mean, I'm glad you did this, because I kind of wanted to talk to you about it, too. Because, I mean, I don't think, you know, my constant barrage of emails and my phone calls and my GeoCities pages got the point across enough. I mean, to be completely honest, I'm, you know, mildly disappointed, really.
Really? Okay, well, what's on your mind? What's up?
In life or about the script? Because, you know, no one likes me. I got a small dick. Dogs bark at me a lot.
Yeah, the script, not... yeah, the script.
Babies hate me. Gosh. It's tough to put into words, really. I have a hard time putting thoughts into words, which you do too, obviously. It's kind of stupid, you know? Well, I mean, you know that scene where, okay, everyone's around the dinner table, and Roxy comes in and is all like, you know, it's like that Miracle on 34th Street deal. I think that's what you were going for. I've never seen that movie, so I'm just kind of guessing. Anyway, it seemed like, you know, it sucked.
Well, yeah, in retrospect, I suppose you're kind of right, yeah.
That scene and, all the others. I mean, you know, I'm sorry to... I don't want to hurt your feelings any more than normal.
No. This is good criticism coming from you, because, yeah, I admit I haven't written anything in a while, so, yeah, all this stuff about you saying the radio play is stupid, yeah, I guess that's good criticism.
I was actually going to bring that up, that you hadn't written anything in a while, and, like, okay, I think we call it a golden age, is the term. Basically a time of prosperity and a time of greatness. I'm thinking that's what the voice acting, you know, community had, you know, while you weren't writing. And again, I don't mean hurt your feelings. I mean, take everything I say, take it.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, does everyone feel this way? I don't know. Do they?
It's just the honest to the even truth. And, I mean, any person in their right mind could tell you that, you know, for the good, I think, of everyone, it'd probably be best if you never write again, script or otherwise. I mean, even, like, private diaries. There's a chance those could be found and published long after your death, and I don't want to submit future generations to, you know, shit like the scene where, you know, my bowels are disrupted. Oh, hoo-hoo! Where's the fart joke? Yeah, no, it's, again, you know, I love you.
Uh-huh, yeah, well, fuck you. I'm not gonna take this criticism from you, alright? I'm gonna go on with these interviews, and I'm gonna see what the other people think, because I don't, your word is shit right now, okay? Okay? My feelings are hurt. So, you have a good day, and thank you for this interview. Goodbye.
No, it was my pleasure.
Alright, talking live tonight at iParty with Tom Tubui, who plays Tommy. Sup, old friend?
Not much. Doing okay.
Alright, so, new DNR. You know I'm excited. What about you? Are you psyched?
Not really. I'm just messing with you. I can't wait to hear anything again. Hear some of the good old people again. Especially some of the scenes. A lot of them are simply awesome.
Alright, that's what I'm talking about. What kind of scenes are you looking forward to?
The car chase, you know? You know, the one where Matt's hanging out of the window and he's spraying bullets left and right with his machine gun. Yeah, and I'm driving, Fast and Furious style. Uh-huh.
Car... What? I don't think you have the right script. There wasn't a car chase in Saving Roxy.
What do you mean? I recorded those sound effects for you. You don't remember?
But what do you mean you don't remember? I'm the one who kind of wrote the script, so I'm pretty 100% sure there isn't a car chase in this one.
Really? You must have an old version then. Do you want me to send a new version of the script for you? I should have it around here somewhere.
No, it doesn't work that way. See, I'm the one who writes the script, and I give it to you. You don't give me the script. I'm the one who wrote it. You guys are kind of helping me out with the production by doing the line.
What do you mean it doesn't work that way? I mean, we always improv.
No, you don't. I'm always the one who's writing the scripts. It doesn't go the other way around.
Wait. You write? Since when?
Since, like, forever.
Oh, that's so 2004.
What? Okay, I'm confused. Okay, Tom Dubuie, thank you very much. Alright.
Alright.
Hey there. This is Ig. I'm about to call Troppy and hear her opinion on the new Dave and Roxy, which is the shit. I got her phone number. I'm gonna try calling her right now. See what's happening.
Choppy, awesome.
Hi. Is Troppy there?
Who?
Troppy? I want to ask her about Dave and Roxy. I want to see if Troppy was there.
Troppy?
Yeah, Troppy. Her name is Tropicana Rorin. Rorin is something. We all call her Troppy. So I'm wondering if she was there. Okay. Wow.
Would it be under a different name?
Well, her first name is Lauren, actually, but she goes by Troppy. Actually, do you know if she has her cell on? She may be in her dorm at this point. I'm not really sure.
I don't have any record of a Lauren.
Really? I could swear she lives in that dorm right now.
Oh, but this is a hotel.
This is a hotel. So this isn't Bradley University in Illinois.
Oh, no, this is the Clarendon Hotel and Suites. Phoenix,
okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem.
Okay, you have a good day. Have a good evening.
You too.
Bye-bye. I got pranked.
Okay, I'm back in iParty talking with Tom. Ooh, Tom, he plays the mean Mamma Jamma Jacob in the Dave and Roxy series. Tom? What is shaking?
I'm good. I'm good. Are you good?
Oh, yeah, I'm great. I'm doing fine. Okay. Talking turkey. New Dave and Roxy. You know, I'm excited. Are you excited?
Well, to tell you the truth, I don't know. I'm kind of upset.
Why? What's up?
When you sent me the script, I'd recorded my lines, and I really liked the lines, and I had a lot of fun doing them, but, I mean, as far as the role is concerned, it's, my part really, it's just kind of short this time around. It's, I don't know, it just, I don't say, I don't know, I don't know.
Okay, I admit I made your role a little short, but that's only because when I wrote the script at the time, you were moving back to Florida, and I find it's a lot easier to have someone in a production if they're busy, if their role is shorter. So, and I really love you, and I love the fact that you're in the game right now. So, know, I give you a light line load, as it were, just to get you in the production, because it's not DNR without Jacob, you know?
Well, no, I don't, well, I mean, I thought he was going to have, where's his superpowers, Ig? I mean, I thought we, where's the superpowers? I mean, it's Jacob, where are they?
I don't remember Green giving Jacob superpowers. What?
Yeah, why are you playing superpowers? Jacob has superpowers. I thought I talked to you about Jacob needs superpowers.
Jacob needs superpowers. What kind of superpowers would he have?
Well, I was thinking, like, he could, like, go around shooting stuff with icicle beams, and like, these icicle beams that he could, like, shoot them out of his eyeballs, and then he could go to, like, a Fortress of Solitude type place, and that's where he'd sleep.
Icicles out of his eyeballs? Yeah, it's not gonna work. That sounds really weird to me.
No, I mean, it shouldn't, and like, he'll have, like, a bed made of icicles, an icicle bed, in his fortress, and, yeah, and it'll be made out of his eyeballs, because that's where the icicle beams come from. I love Jacob.
Ha, yeah, I bet you do. Okay, Tom, thank you.
Hi, everyone. Ignomius here, and I'm attempting to contact Safi on Skype, even though Skype is kind of stupid. She's anytime now. Yep. Fine. Hello? Hello?
Hey.
All right. Talking with the Saffers, finally. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Am I okay?
Yeah.
Sweet. Okay. The new DNR.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Oh, wow. Indeed. Are you excited?
Yeah. Am I in it?
Well, yeah. Haven't you looked at the script yet?
No.
You haven't looked at the script. Wait, did I even send you the script?
I don't think so.
Oh, shit! Oh, damn it. No, wait, can you, get on AIM for a sec?
Yeah?
Yeah? Alright, yeah. Okay, there you are. Yeah. Damn it, I'm really, I am sorry about this. I'm sorry. Alright? No.
It's okay.
Okay, that was a great interview. Alright, it's, Safi. Alright, thanks. Yeah.
Alright, we're back in iParty, talking with the wonderful and talented Nikki Wright, who plays a small role in the new Dave and Roxy. Hey, Nikki, what's up?
Hey. As everybody knows, I play Nikki in Dave and Roxy 10. She's this tough and tumble, take-no-prisoners, alpha female type with a heart of both steel and gold, and I'm really honored to be able to play her.
Okay, that's neat and all, but I'm not interviewing you about your character. Did you talk to Matt? Are you pranking me? And by the way, it's Dave and Roxy 11, not 10.
It doesn't even matter, really. I mean, look, I don't mind telling you this, but the quality of the script is shit. S-H-I-T, period.
What?
It's just a big fuckload of shit. I mean, it's horribly written, the characters are fucking stilted, and Nick's producing... Jesus Christ. To be honest, I'm mostly doing this part out of brevity and pity, and... wait, he's not gonna hear this, is he?
Who's not gonna hear this?
Ig? I mean, it would probably really crush him if he knew that I said that about his precious script. I mean... he's really fucking insecure in that way.
No, he's not gonna. Thank you for your time. Okay, thanks, Nikki Wright. Thanks a lot.
As you can hear, everyone's really excited about doing the new radio play. Everyone's at the top of their game, and 110%. And yeah, Dave and Roxy 11, title to be determined. When I get drunk enough. Coming whenever. So, hey, have a happy April Fool's Day. But this clip is real, so, yeah, okay.